morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Isaiah the 11th, the 12th chapter. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy will you draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion. For great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The first song in the Bible is the song of Moses. Moses intones the antiphon at the beginning, which Miriam and her choir repeat at the end. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the Red Sea. And as with all introits, after the antiphon, the first verse is the most memorable one. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. What Moses sang on that day became a pattern for the church of all times. When the Holy Spirit gives words to speak, the prophets of God, the priests on duty, the apostles, all sing and enjoin the church to sing also. Likewise, the mothers of the prophets sing, the wives of the priests sing. Of course, the handmaid of the Lord herself sings. Is it any surprise then that the great majority of the church's poets and hymn writers end up being pastors or pastors' wives? That means, pastors, that you do well to train your voice to sing, so that you, with song, may enjoin the people to open their lips in sung praise, so that you may intone Gloria in excelsis Deo and Te Deum laudamus. And then you will also see the great need for a cantor with you to lead the replies, to swell the antiphons and lead the church's song. But more than just modeling the practice of responsive singing, Moses' song is the pattern for all Christian songs, period. Songs of Israel must take up the distinct name of the Lord and what he has done gloriously for our salvation. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. This is what it means when the Psalms say that the Lord is enthroned on the praises of Israel. It does not mean that God is built up by our singing like idols are, because Colossians says the opposite. It says that we are built up when we teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. It also does not mean that the Lord is seeking for songs and music that are worthy enough for him to come and listen, or that by music we must affect his presence, or that by music the Holy Spirit wants to prepare our hearts, that is to say our emotions, in order to rightly receive God. No. The Lord is enthroned on the praises of Israel, his church, because his name and his works are the content of those very praises. His word, his gospel, his story, and his person are the substance of our songs. Isaiah's first canticle today is a variation on Moses' theme, a cover, if you will. We recognize the first verse, of course, but we're no longer on the red banks anymore. He foretells that day that is coming, the day when the Lord will restore Israel's remnant. And then they will not draw water from a rock in the desert like Moses, but from the wells of salvation itself. Those wells that overflow and well up to eternal life. Isaiah provides this song right on the heels of his prophecy about a shoot of hope that comes forth from an otherwise dead stump of Jesse. The root of David, who is at the very same time the righteous branch of David's tree. And much more evident in the Hebrew grammar, the call to song addresses different groups. A male is to intone the antiphon. A whole ensemble is to make his deeds known among the peoples and invite more to join in the choir. And a handmaid, a soloist, a female soloist, an inhabitant of Zion, is to acknowledge the Holy One in her midst. Isn't that always the Bible's way of describing the church? United, blessed by the hearing of faith. I'm sorry, indulge me, dear friends, because we are in the midst of Cantate Week, Sing Week. And like Praetorius, I cannot help but see here a concerted, multi-layered, antiphonal cantata being assembled in Isaiah. You know, St. John noticed that exact same rich multiplicity of musical forms and forces surrounding the Lamb and the throne in Revelation 2. In fact, later, when the seven angels with their bowls come to show that God's wrath is finished, then John records yet another variation of Moses' song. But that returns us to the antiphon that Isaiah intones at the beginning of this hymn. Apologies to our version that we have in the canticle. The antiphon that Isaiah pairs with Moses' song is the very same thing that John reveals in Revelation as our hope. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that instead you might comfort me. Here, the Lord who saves his people from their sins is enthroned and is enshrined on our praises and songs. Here, Isaiah, just like he had experienced with that coal from the altar of the thrice holy Lord, here the wrath of God is taken away from us. And that is the way how comfort comes. Listen to it. Christ, King of glory, thee we own. Thou art our God's eternal Son, and thou didst not spurn the virgin's womb to save mankind from sin and doom. Thou overcamest death's sharp sting, believers into heaven to bring. When you sing that kind of a song, dear Christians, you are making his deeds known among the peoples. You are proclaiming that his name is exalted. So, I'll intone it. Let the full assembly respond. Asaph's singers over here with me. The chorus of Merari responding. And then the whole church, Christ dear bride, sing your unison. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
For joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS, International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.